Oh, yeah, there you go. So this blend thing is kind of interesting. I mean, there's money to be had out there?
Yeah, it's
basically
like a pile of, well, and typical budgeting fashion, you didn't use what was allocated, so then it gets cut in half.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you meet the parameters, I mean, finish in time, and as Brandon pointed out, most associate's degrees qualify.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you always want to read the fine points, but finish in time and keep your grades up to where they need to be, and, yeah, it can be forgiven.
Wow.
That's a heck of a deal right there.
I mean, I'm listening to this going, hey.
Well, you know, and just how things have changed, and I realize that, you know, the time is increasing, but since I was, you know, in the world of college and things like that. But we were talking high school graduation last hour. My niece graduated from high school this year, and going to that, she graduated, I think, with 24 hours of college credit.
Goodness sakes.
I mean, and it's not that's not unusual.
Yeah,
that is not unusual at all this day and time. And I would have killed to have had that much college credit.
Yeah, sure.
Imagine the beer I could have drunk.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Exactly.
But,
yeah. I was in college 3 years before I had that many.
Yeah, it was hard enough for me to get. Because that first 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, that is true. A lot of those survey classes, first thing you do, you go in there and it's so different.
They call them weed out for a reason.
Right. To be able to transition to that is a nice thing. You know, yeah, again, go back to the old days. Used to be that my brother went to UT, and, you know, you had to pass or you couldn't have a car on campus.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they did.
Wow.
Yeah, and they had some of those weed out classes for that very reason, you know, to do that. Hey, remember back in January when JCPenney said they were going to do this revolutionary new idea where they were going to get rid of sales?
Mm-hmm.
They were just going to lower their everyday prices by about 40%.
How's that working for them?
Not so well. Apparently, shoppers somehow could not grasp that concept. We have gotten so entrenched with the idea of sales.
Yeah.
Let's have a sale.
So
now they're going
now they're going to mark their prices back up 40%,
yep,
so they can mark them down 20%
and tell you
they're on sale.
I mean, think about how you get out of that box. Because, again, they'll go, well, wait a minute. This shirt was $9 last week.
Regular price. Now you're telling me it's on sale for $13.
Yeah, how does that work? We are moving away from the word month-long value because no one really understood that. Okay, that's what the CEO of JCPenney said.
Can you imagine? You know, Mr. Chief Executive of JCPenney, the CEO of Netflix is on line one. He would like to talk to you about bad business decisions.
But, you know, this sounded like a good business decision. It really, really did. But somehow people have to think that it's on sale.
Well, and again, it sounds like a good business decision to someone who understands business.
Yep.
Let's be honest here. In the world of retail, it's not only about understanding business, it's about understanding the customer. And it's really more about understanding the customer than it is understanding the business.
So let's take real estate. Let's say you got a real estate sign. How often when you put reduced price on there, does it really move the sale? If there was somebody we could talk to who understands real... What? Jason Byinski's here.
Good morning.
Wow, what an opportunity.
It's kismet.
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh. A few things I understand.
Yeah. So now, I mean, does that work if you put price reduced on there?
You,
I mean,
as a buyer, when you drive down and you see a reduced sign, you're more apt to call about it to see, well, if you were interested in it, what's the current price? Or did they heavily reduce it? Is it a great deal? I think you're curious about it.
Of course, you got to know what the number was before. I mean, to see if the reduced thing makes any difference. But
I thought about putting out reduced signs at the beginning just to
see what happens.
Some attention.
Exactly. Could we get that on the outside of our BTU envelope soon? Special reduced rates.
There you go.
It'd be
we'll
nice.
Get a reduced stamp.
Hey, we got a new guy in there on an interim basis.
We've
at BTU.
Got Gary Miller as our interim general manager. So Gary's been in the business 20 plus years, done a great job at BTU, and we're excited about working with Gary at BTU.
Yep. I know y'all are about to get started into the budget process, and this is kind of out of left field, but every once in a while I like to check on these things. One of the things that Brian has done in its developmental stages is put together TIFs and different things that have happened. Are most of the TIFs that you have, how many TIFs do you have out there right now, Brian?
We've got quite a few. We've got Traditions on the west side.
Yeah.
We've got Downtown TIF. We've got the one over there by Target.
Mm-hmm.
Park Hudson, we just closed out here just a few weeks ago, so it's gone. So Got quite a few, but they're in areas that have yet to be developed that are currently being developed.
Are those on? Are they on schedule? I mean, because obviously there's been a bit, I think, a target because, you know, it started out really strong. There really hasn't been a lot of movement over there. There is a discount tire that's gone in over there. And, again, market forces that you don't necessarily have control over. Is there any situation where that TIF is about to go away and it has not returned as it should have? As far as the city's concerned?
The one we just closed out at Park Hudson exceeded expectations. We actually got to do a few more projects with it than anticipated. It closed out sooner than anticipated. The Target TIF, if we didn't bring in Target at that time, if we would have waited a year or two, that deal probably wouldn't happen because of the economy and the signs of the time. So we're excited about getting that into place. We've got some new retail establishments that are looking out in that area. And then right across the street there, at close to Tom Light Chevrolet also,
mm-hmm.
in that development. So they're done well. We haven't done much with the downtown TIF yet, but that one, I think in the next 12 months, you'll see some growth and development there also.
And let's remind folks generally what the projections look like as far as sales tax revenues are concerned for the city.
Well, sales tax revenues, you know, flat to a little bit of gain. So, you know, it's better than a dip that we've seen in previous years. So Bryan-College Station's doing better than most areas, and we're hoping that we'll exceed expectations on the sales tax revenue for this year. But again, we're budgeting at the very worst case scenario, and then we'll hopefully anticipate a growth more so percentage wise in sales tax revenue.
For as long as I've been in the media, I don't like to report rumors. I don't think that's a good thing. I think it's confusing to people. So I don't want to talk rumors with you, but what I would like to do is see if there's a kind of an overview that you can share as to some commercial development that might be coming in Bryan that we can look forward to.
Well, we've got lots of commercial development we're looking at in Bryan. If you start out on the east side, you see Pretty Custer's that just about to open up there pretty soon on the east side, so that's done well. We've got some more restaurants that are looking at the east side. On the west side, in the biomedical corridor around Traditions and the Health Science Center, we've got several companies that have actually committed and looking to break ground there in the near future, so we'll be making some announcements on some of those. We've got some big projects that we're working on the west side that might happen. There's been all kinds of rumors about the west side with Walmart distribution, mm-hmm. or a Costco or Walmart Supercenter. I think you'll probably see one of those locate there. It's not the distribution center, so I think there's been a rumor about that. But I think there could be a Super Walmart in the plans on the west side of town. And we've got quite a bit that's looking at the downtown location, the central locations of Bryan, and our north side of town and our new Texas Triangle Business Park. We just announced Gundler here about a month ago, and we've got a major company that we're down to the finals on in deciding whether or not to locate in that new business park. So,
do you know when you'll know about that one?
I'm hoping we'll know something in the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay, and obviously, people know it. You need to get a grocery store on the west side. That would change the traffic pattern.
My family's been on the west side from day one, and my dad told me many times, son, if you're gonna be on the city council and be Mayor Bryan, you better get me a grocery on the west side of town or else. So I think before I ever leave office, I'd like to have that accomplished.
Sure. Well, it'd be good for a lot of people.
And our job as a city council, as a city in tough economic times especially, is to create jobs, to bring jobs to this community. And the Research Valley Partnership, our Bryan Business Council, we've all been working together to try to bring those jobs to our community. So, you know, you've seen some things in College Station. You've seen some things in Bryan. Again, it's all one big community, and the more opportunities that we can bring, it dominoes into other things. It's good for retail. It's good for the restaurants and the cleaners and the car dealerships. And so we're going to continue to do so, be aggressive in the economic development aspects of it. And, again, future's bright. So I think by the end of 2012, we'll have a lot of successes on the ground or proposed in Bryan and College Station.
What do you got for us this morning?
Well, Scott, want to mention today we've got the opening of the Faith subdivision. It's the fourth Habitat for Humanity subdivision in Bryan. They're proposing 24 homes out there. So we congratulate Habitat Humanity for their success in the past and wish them well with their new Faith subdivision. Also want to mention at the Bryan Public Library, it's Animal Day at the library. You can come see dogs, llamas, horses, cows, chickens. There'll be a giant tortoise there. This is from 10 to noon at the Claire B. Mounts Public Library. So we invite everyone to come out. It's on the front lawn. Again, it's kind of the start of the summer kickoff for the summer reading program. And also the Bryan Police dogs will be in action. Southwest Mobile Dairy Cow, Chick-fil-A, HEB will also be there. Also want to mention the junior golfers are encouraged to visit the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course this summer. Kids aged 12 to 17 will be eligible for a Monday through Thursday membership for just $100. So it's a great deal. And again, that's from June 4th through August 23rd, where junior golfers can play for a reduced price. And that's at the Travis B. Municipal Golf Course, located at 206 West Villamaria in Bryan. And last but not least, we had a wonderful series last week in Mumford, Texas, between the Bryan Viking and Maine Consolidated Tigers.
Right.
And I barely lost my bet, but
I wasn't going to bring it up. That's good of you to do that.
We're proud of the Vikings, and we wish our friends to the south of us, Consolidated Tigers, success in the state tournament this weekend. But I will be delivering on my bet, and I want to thank a couple of people. We've got Bob from Hot Dogs, Etc., and Dwayne from Harold's Hot Dogs and Ice Cream. That'll be providing the city council and some of the staffers some hot dogs towards the end of the month. So we'll be delivering those, and they'll deliver me a T-shirt to wear at the first council meeting in July. So I'll be wearing that Consol Tiger shirt.
Okay.
Hopefully it's a state championship shirt, so
I'm
waiting for that before they deliver it. So I want that state championship shirt. But, again, it was a great series, and we're very proud of our two teams. Not often, if ever, have they met that far advanced into the state playoffs where one goes to the state championship. So we're proud of the both teams and hope to have that in the future.
Tell those people in Mumford they got a nice facility.
Dad's very proud of that facility, and the folks in Mumford have done a good job. And it was a great, magical place to play that series. It's a shame that somebody had to lose.
Yep, that's it. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. That's Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.